The whole point of not talking about it, of silencing the memory, is to make it go away. It won't. I'll need brain surgery to cut it out of my head. Maybe I should wait until David Petrakis is a doctor. Let him do it.
This part confused me for a minute. I wasn't sure what was happening to Melinda, until I realized that she must be remembering what took place last summer. Remember how she says she can smell the dirt and feel the leaves in her hair? Cutting open the frog must have reminded Melinda of the trauma she experienced. Also, I noticed that David Petrakis showed up again, and I'm glad. Melinda definitely could use a friend. Let's keep reading where we left off. We're on page 82, and we're about to begin the section called Model Citizen.
Model Citizen. Heather has landed a modeling job at a department store in the mall. She says she was buying socks with her mother the week after her braces came off, and some lady asked if she modeled. I suspect the fact that her dad works for the mall management company had something to do with it. The modeling gig is paying off in major Martha points. They all want to be Heather's new best friend. But she asks me to go with her for the bathing suit shoot. I think she's afraid to screw up in front of them. Heather's mother drives us. She asks if I want to be a model. Heather says I am too shy. I look at her mother's eyes watching me in the rearview mirror and hide my mouth with my fingers. The scabs on my lips are especially gross in that little rectangle mirror. Of course I want to be a model. I want to paint my eyelids gold. I saw that on a magazine cover and it looked amazing. Turned the model into a sexy alien that everyone would look at but nobody dared touch. I like cheeseburgers too much to be a model. Heather has stopped eating and complains about fluid retention.